What's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, we got another great podcast for you guys today. In a few minutes, we're going to jump into everything that's going on this podcast, as well as our city, nation, and the world. And speaking of the nation, you can get to the epicenter of all things Just Talk with Sam podcast by going to samshownation.com. That's right, samshownation.com, your home for everything revolving around Just Talk with Sam podcast. Right there on the homepage, you can hit us up on all various forms of social media, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everything else. You can shop, you can see pictures, you can do all the stuff, you can live past interviews and all that other good stuff. But right there on the homepage and current promotions page, one way to keep this podcast rolling is right there on the page. There is a donate button. By hitting that donate button, you're giving into the podcast and making this podcast a bigger, better, greater podcast. Every proceed goes right back into the podcast and make it that much greater. Hey, but maybe you a guy or a gal want a little bang for that buck. You want a little bit of what's going on coming on. You can always go to samshownation.com and hit that store link. By hitting the store link, you can go to samshownation.com and you can get whatever swag that you need from the good folks at samshownation.com. All the stuff is there, whether that be t-shirts, stickers, hats, all the stuff is needed right there. And you could go out in your daily life and show your love for the Just Talking with Sam podcast. Also, speaking of the Just Talking with Sam podcast, you can always go to samshownation.com, hit that podcast link. By hitting that podcast link, you can listen to every last edition of the Just Talk with Sam podcast right there on the page. Or maybe you listen to podcasts however you listen to podcasts. We're available on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, and good old RSS, and pretty much anywhere podcasts are heard. And if you are on a place where you can't hear our podcast, please demand it. And they will, get in touch with us and put us on. So, that's pretty much what we got right now. What we're going to do, we're going to got a few sponsors for this episode. Then we're going to jump right into this podcast. I don't know if you guys know this, but Mother's Day is next week. And you need to be on the game. You need to be on your job. And the best way to do it is flower.com. Yes, go to samshownation.com. Hit the current promotions button. You can go to flower.com. You can send fresh flowers today for the special mother in your life. You can do it. It's right there. It crept up on you. It crept up on me. But flower.com via Sam Show Nation got your back. By clicking that link, they got everything you need for your Mother's Day collection, whether that be the Purple Cottage, Spring Freshness, House Sweet, Wonders of the World, or whatever you believe your mom deserves. They got you handled right there in whatever package you got. They got special occasions, and they have special gift boxes for the special mother in your life. Hurry up! You only got a few days left. And you can go get all of these deals at samshownation.com. Also, by going through samshownation.com and hitting the flower.com link, you can go for their Mother's Day sale and save up to 45% on everything. On everything. Only thing you got to do is go through samshownation.com, click the flower.com link, and get the bouquet of flowers for the special mother in your life. So please, hurry up. Mother's Day is next week. Speaking of mothers, let me tell you something about Mother's Day. The good folks at Walmart wants to show her that you care with special gifts that say thank you. Go to samshownation.com, click that Walmart link, click the Mother's Day link, and you can show her what you care. You can get your mother a special gift from your friendly neighborhood Walmart. Yes, go to samshownation.com, click that Mother's Day link, and you can get a bunch of heartfelt gifts from the top of their list, whether that be jewelry, personalized gifts, watches, fragrances, sleepwear, electronics, whatever you think your mama need, they got you covered right there at Walmart. And speaking of Walmart, not only do they have the special Mother's Day gifts, but they have free in-store pickup. You can pick it up as soon as today. Go to samshownation.com, click that Walmart link, and you can pick it up as soon as today. I'll tell you a personal story about Walmart. Look, personally, when it comes down to going to Walmart, I personally go to Walmart. I go through SamShowNation.com, click that Walmart link, and I ain't in there more than 10 minutes. You can talk to my main man, DeMarco. I went to high school with him. He just got a promotion. He's the manager of the pickup station. What's up, DeMarco? I know you're listening. Now, the people who don't know, people can't see what I see, but there's a goddamn Walmart box right there. I just picked up some lights from a patio. Well, call it patio, and I was there. I was there. So, like I said, Mother's Day is right around the corner. Hell, it's next week. You may want to hurry up and get everything that you need for your mother. Show her that you care at Walmart.com. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, the good folks at Amazon.com. Let me tell you something about Amazon. You got to hurry up. I've been talking about Mother's Day throughout the entire intro to this show. And Amazon is no different. Maybe you want to get something thoughtful. Maybe you want to show some style. Maybe your mama got a hobby. Maybe you just want to give her a spa day. Let me tell you something. Amazon got everything from A to Z. You can get her all of that and more. The only thing we actually do is take that detour at SamShowNation.com. Click that Amazon banner and shop for your mama as you normally would. Hell, maybe she want to listen to some music. You can go ahead and get her the Amazon Music. You get her the Prime, that thing where they yell Alexa. You got that right there. The only place you get that is from Amazon.com. But you can get that. Click that link at SamShowNation.com. You can sit down and leave your mama alone. Maybe she want to watch a Prime video. Manchester by the Sea just came out. You let her watch that. You let her cry. Happy Mother's Day. But the only way you can do that is go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Amazon link. Shop as you normally would. All right, what I don't do, reset these mics. I'll be back in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe right if you're on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
I mean, like, yeah, you
what's the nigga with AIDS since the 80s and he still...
What, Magic?
That nigga even got AIDS. Or HIV.
I mean, like, well, we don't have what Magic has, money. All right, we are back. As you can see, we really leave. I said we done for 90 seconds. That would just be talking.
Oh, that last comment, man. No, that would have been funny.
Look, let's just jump right to it. We was talking about basketball, and I got one of the people from the panel of experts. I made an announcement, said I'm going to bring each person from the panel of experts in just to give a little shout-out to the NBA playoffs that's still going on. It's probably going to be quick because it's all chalk, as we all saw this coming, but... we should make the... fuck it. You already know we're doing this. The announcement I said I was going to make last week, I'm making this week. We will be at Comic-Con this year, Motor City Comic-Con. We're going to be there live.
You invited me last year, and I had to work that Saturday, and I couldn't make it. Which one was you at where Flair was there?
Yeah, that was Motor City Comic-Con last year. This year, we do bridge the gap between wrestling and the podcast, as well as the comics itself.
Can you believe
Slated... We got Big Van Vader, he's showing up, and possibly...
I thought Vader was dead.
Oh, no, he's still alive. He's still hold up. That's why we need him, because...
Are we talking about Raw Vader?
Yeah.
Like the...
It's time! It's Vader time!
This ain't his grandson?
This is why we need to hurry up and do this goddamn interview.
This is him.
This is him. He had the cancer scare. And...
Oh, man.
I don't know how conversational this man is going to be.
I just thought he was dead.
But we did get the clearance... for a quick one, and I mean a quick one. If only anything, just a picture with the man himself coming to this podcast. If we only get a picture, I don't talk about this picture because Scott really don't talk that much. The man known as Sting.
You a goddamn lie.
Well, you said that about Flair. I got Flair. You can't get Sting?
No, okay.
I got Flair. I can't get Sting?
I did say you was a lie about Flair. Your profile picture is you.
Yeah, it's just me and Flair.
And to Samson Nation, those of you who don't know, and Sam will testify to this, and along with other people that know me very well, that was my favorite wrestler, Ric Flair. And I did think he was lying at first, and then I started to believe him a little bit, but I had to work that Saturday. I missed it.
I tried to get you in there.
He knew it, and he told me days in advance, every day before that day. Even that day he called me, but I had to go to work, and I regret it to this day, Flair. So,
Sting?
Maybe I shouldn't doubt you about Sting.
But what I'm getting at is...
real Sting.
Yeah.
You know, like we've had like three ultimate
wins. No, I'm talking about...
You know,
baseball bat, the crow.
No, I'm talking about
the blind, yes, the man,
the one who used to be with the Horsemen.
Yep.
And then Flair betrayed him.
Yep.
This is the same guy.
Same dude. Well, it was the same dude. He turned into a crow. He just grew his hair longer. Yeah, he's
a Christian now.
But what I'm getting at is, I don't know how conversational he's going to be because he's not really a talker.
I got so many questions for Sting.
I got two. Just two. You will find out next week when we hit Comic-Con.
I got a lot of questions.
Two quick ones.
A lot of questions for Sting.
But like I said, we're talking about the NBA. We're in the middle of the playoffs. Let me just hurry this shit up because...
Between him and who was the leader of the Hart Foundation? What's that brother's name?
Bret Hart.
Bret.
Now me and Bret Hart, that's... I need an hour.
Get out of here!
I need...
You've met Bret Hart too?
No.
Oh, okay.
The deal, me and Bret Hart is
I told myself I wasn't cussing
today. We have tweeted.
You almost got me there.
Now, we have tweeted. We've been friendly on social media because we are birthday twins.
Is it right?
So, me and Bret Hart's birthday is on the same day.
Your original birthday?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? I only get one, mother.
No, because we celebrate your birthday.
I celebrate. My birthday is the 2nd of July. But we celebrate on the 4th. No, I have said it before.
Okay.
So
I'm thinking about, okay, his birthday is on July 2nd.
Yeah. But the actual day, it's three people. It's me, Bret Hart, and Lindsay Lohan. We don't really play. Lindsay,
I think from our last conversation, if I'm not mistaken, I think we do claim Lindsay Lohan.
We do sort of.
Not a Muslim.
See, hey, she part of the nation, Muhammad.
God bless you, brother, whoever you may be.
I went to school with him. Shit, I know I did. I know I did.
Pause the show.
No, I can't pause that. I know I went to high school with Muhammad. I know in my soul I went with him.
That was funny.
He didn't have a nickname. He didn't need one. You just said the name all the way.
His nickname was his government name.
It was like a Muhammad. Tribe Called Quest. You had to say the whole thing.
Muhammad.
You know, like
that might get us in trouble.
When the teacher, no, that's his name. I can't help. No, that's his name.
Just talking about the way you're making a joke about.
No, this. That. Well, I'm sorry. Take it up with your mama. Your mama knew what her last name was, and yet decided.
I'm laughing so hard. I'm starting to sweat.
That
was funny to me. In so many levels.
But
your fans may not understand. But
they get it. Hilarious. If it's not, I say this every so often. Sometimes y'all get jokes for y'all. Sometimes it's just for us.
This was us, man.
For
people who know us, shout out to
Muhammad, man.
No. To people who know us, like Brandon and Mathematician Moore, I think they might be one of the few. I even shout out to Ziad. He might understand.
Ziad know who the fuck he is. Ziad, that could be his cousin.
Stop the level of comedy that is to us.
If Ziad is listening,
those are the four people who I think understand
you know what?
The most.
Ziad listens weekly.
Yeah,
I know Ziad listens weekly because I get little notes in my Facebook from Ziad. I ain't telling more of his business, but Ziad be like, "That was a great show, man."
I think I Facebook messaged Ziad some months back, and it was very short.
I know he don't Muhammad.
Something funny. And I'm not saying nothing else about Muhammad.
He's a good brother. I ain't got no problem with him.
He must be a good brother, doing it the way all brothers do with white women. And I ain't got nothing against that, but still.
If you converted Lizzie, well, you doing something. But back to these NBA playoffs, talking about black brothers. Look, it is what it is. Let's just Let's just speed through this because this is going to be a foot podcast.
Calves. You don't mind. See, that's exactly where I was going. I didn't even look at your paper.
Calves, Toronto, they lead the series 3-0.
On your show, this brother that told me his name every time I meet him, and I can't remember. I always just
Dwight, our unofficial, official, unofficial. Hold on, wait, I said that backwards. Our official, unofficial, official NBA correspondent, more official than Mills Lane worked in Foot Locker.
That's a long ass title. I ain't gonna remember that neither. Yep. DeJuan is not the white guy with the beard that normally does.
Oh, you talking about Chuck?
I love Chuck.
I ran into him today, but free comic book day.
But I'm not talking about Chuck. I'm talking about Shanda's husband.
Right, DeJuan.
Okay.
It's either one or yeah.
I'm sorry, brother. You tell me your name every time, and I
yeah.
Now, I'm saying this.
He is DeJuan,
and I am directing this right at him. This comment is directly to you. I don't want LeBron James to win another title.
He ain't gonna win another title.
No.
I can tell you that right now.
If I can have something to do with that, I would. But I don't got that much money.
No. I can tell you why.
I don't want LeBron to win.
I can tell you why right now.
I've never liked LeBron.
LeBron is going.
I don't like him.
Okay.
And I'm not even drunk yet.
Yeah. It's just
this ain't got nothing to do with.
That's his point. Look
at me. For those of you all who have been following Sam Show Nation and Sam Show for a while,
the show just started.
If it's just me and him, eventually we'll start drinking, we'll argue, cuss each other out, pause, smoke, come back, cuss more, and then come back to the, come to a conclusion. We're not even drinking yet. This is not drunk.
No,
I honestly don't want that nigga to win.
I don't know if you know this or not.
Fuck LeBron.
But as of March, my status has been elevated. I am a double diamond LeBron James hater. Like,
God bless you.
I went from platinum to double diamond. I didn't even go single diamond.
So why don't you like LeBron?
Oh, how much time you got?
I got all. Well,
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about LeBron.
We have at least 2 hours.
Huh, I want to make this plain.
Hour for me, hour for you.
I want to make this plain about LeBron James.
Make it plain.
Why don't I like LeBron James?
That's what I'm
at asking. The most basic level, he don't play for us. I'm a Detroit Pistons fan.
Oh, hell.
LeBron, hold on.
That answer don't count.
No, here's why I say he don't play for us. LeBron James, in my eyes, have been on the wrong side of history every time.
That's a lot of words.
He's on the wrong side of history. You chasing LeBron. You chasing Jordan. You chasing Kobe. You trying to do what these guys have done.
That's a good point. You notice Kobe never chased Jordan.
There you go.
He's
do your thing.
He studied and revered him. And you can clearly see a lot of
you can see the influence.
Yeah, but not exactly.
That's why I said you're on the wrong side of history, my man.
Okay, Sam. I think this is the first time on the show.
Yeah.
I had to clap for you.
That's why I said I want to make it.
That made too much sense.
That's why I said I just want to. That's at the most basic level.
That was honestly a very good answer.
I got a lot of personal shit too, but I said on the most basic level, you're just on the wrong side of history, my man. Do your own thing. Now, here goes something I've been watching.
What's that
doing? San Antonio Spurs, Houston Rockets. Now, I thought the Rockets finna get their ass kicked, but Tony Parker got Tony Parker out. You know, with
I love Tony Parker.
A quad tendon. So his whole leg is just like the meat from his leg went one way, the rest of the leg went the other way.
I got so much faith in Tony Parker that
he ain't come back.
I'm still sure he could play if he wanted to.
He is not. After that goddamn ministry, in your legs went one way, and the bones went the other way.
But to me, man, Tony Parker is probably one of the most underrated players in the game.
Patty Mills, if you listen to this podcast, I know y'all listen to this podcast because Carmelo obviously listened because I said some shit on this podcast. Carmelo did that shit the next day. So I know we get down with NBA players. Patty Mills, step your game up because goddamn it, boy, you was on fire last night. I can't say shit about you. Tony Parker, he was like, that's my boy. I love him. But I just bought a house, so I'm finna ball the fuck out.
Tony Parker, man. I mean,
I like Tony Parker. It's just, hey, man, Father Time is undefeated. And we are seeing that. It sucks.
Tony, if you're listening,
get well soon.
I believe in you, brother.
I believe in you, but I know you ain't coming back this year.
Get back on the floor right now.
All right. Golden State, Utah. Do I even have to talk about that shit? Do I have to talk about? Look, Golden State got this. Let's just move on to the next time. Golden State, Utah, they leading two. They playing about an hour or some change.
At the same time,
do you have to?
No.
Okay.
I just make a comment. Utah When I talk to people about Utah, cool. Right? When I talk to people about Utah, Utah first is actually a very it's not a
good team,
a good team,
young team.
Let me say that exactly. Utah is a good team, and I think why Utah gets the clout that it does, the negative clout that it does, is because they comparing it to Stock and Malone, which at the same time, I mean, they were okay,
but
they didn't make it to the finals. I think in the 90s with Jordan,
a few times
they lost, but still, I mean, don't
you're not getting that again.
You know,
you're not getting that again.
Look at where Utah is now. Utah is a good team. They're young and inexperienced. But over time, give it to them. I mean,
they will. Jordan didn't come into the
NBA winning championships, but we just noticed Jordan as a good player. I mean, that's how I feel about it.
All
right. I think they're comparing 90s Utah to right now Utah and saying today's Utah is horrible.
Personally,
well, honestly, they're not.
Personally,
Utah is a very good team.
They're a good team. They just need that extra piece, but they going home.
Utah needs
playing against the Warriors, guys.
I'm going to say this to you. I don't know if you want to agree with me or not.
Well,
Utah needs some good leadership.
Oh yeah,
okay.
You put a vet on that team. You give me somebody who done been there. Yeah. You give me it's just
Utah
a young team.
Good leadership, he'd be okay.
Yeah, it's just a young team.
And it don't got to be old leadership neither. I mean,
just somebody who know a little bit, a locker room, yeah,
and can bring them together and string them.
Somebody who know the game on that level.
They have speed and talent. You can't deny that.
All right, now here go the game to watch. I don't know if you've been watching this. I have been glued to this shit. The Boston Celtics, Washington Wizards. If you're missing MMA, but you like the NBA, this is because these motherfuckers was wilding. I mean, Boston is leading 2-1, but Jesus Christ, they are fighting. My man Isaiah Thomas lost a tooth. Dude. I mean, they are everybody. Who didn't get a technical the other night?
Dude, my thing is this.
Oh, Jesus. Like, they fighting.
Like the dude I'm getting, like the dude I work with, right? This is what he says. As far as Isaiah Thomas go, he says that brother, first off, need to square himself away, get his game right. Not saying that the brother don't play well.
No.
I'm talking about get his mind together. That's what I'm talking about. And like, your name is Isaiah Thomas. You have a lot to live up to. You ain't,
hey, he doing pretty good.
I'm just saying, as on the court, mentally, all that shit gotta square itself way together.
I mean, shit, from what he went through this year, and he just swinging on motherfuckers from Washington swinging back on him. This motherfucker, A, he lost a tooth because of y'all motherfuckers. Y'all pushing him. His sister just died. What was it, last week?
And
to have all of that going on.
In that respect, I ain't saying.
And he's still cracking your ass?
I'm not saying that the, what's that, the 89, 90, 90 bad boys?
Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas, the first Isaiah Thomas, he would fight as well, too. Him and Bill will fight.
Let me break
all
this.
All of them would. Dude,
let me break this down.
That's all I'm saying.
I love John Wall. I like Morris from the Wizards. But my man, IT, the day after his sister's funeral, last week, Tuesday of this week, if I'm not mistaken, past Tuesday, this motherfucker got on the court and scored 53 points. The day after his sister died.
I'm mad at the nigga.
The day after his sister died, he cracked that ass for 30, triple-double, and literally cracked that ass because somebody came at him wrong. He threw them hands.
Man, I'm just
saying. I wouldn't have fought. First of all,
I still thought, even with all that other foolishness, I still thought it was a good game.
Oh, even with all, look, it sucks what's going on in his personal life. I don't know what it is, losing family, like his baby sister. He lost a baby sister, and he still had the fortitude to play. I would have left this motherfucker alone.
I'd imagine, no.
Let alone.
No, no.
Let alone try to fight this motherfucker.
No, you wouldn't. I mean, think about it.
Please. Oh, okay.
You gonna fight him? Just think about it. Okay.
You gonna fight him?
The only difference between me, you, and him is this. He's in the public eye.
Okay.
And if, I mean, his job ain't no different from yours. You go to work every day, do what you gotta do, as X, Y, Z. You lose a close family member.
Yeah.
Somebody throw hands, wanna talk shit to you.
Okay,
emotionalism is going to
okay.
build up.
The emotions, okay. You should have saw the ass kicking coming. That's all I'm getting at.
Well, yeah.
You know what's going on. Like how you just said, he in the public eye.
Right.
You start shit with him, he's going to kick your ass.
It's like, yeah.
Because he's not fighting that's you.
True.
He's fighting all everything. The shit. Yeah.
And it's not even just that. I'm taking this out on you.
Yeah. So he gonna kick that ass.
People who literally lost loved ones, I try to
stay the fuck away.
I ain't
away.
Scared of you.
It's I ain't afraid of you.
I know what I would do if I was in your position.
I don't want to fight Super Saiyan you.
No. Because I'm not just fighting just you.
You. I'm fighting the situation.
I'm fighting everything that brings up your gold hair.
So
you got a beer right now.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Grab one. So that's pretty much where we at. We got some stuff in the news that we got to take care of. This is not really a news story, but it is a news story. It's sort of... This should be Sit Your Ass Down. But I figure it's not. So, here we go. KFC, since we're talking about a bunch of black people, KFC, yet again, got a new colonel. They get a new colonel every couple weeks at this point. And the new colonel is Rob Lowe. And Rob Lowe has made his mission, I don't know what the fuck he's looking for, to send chicken to space.
Real quick. Do you remember when I was over your daddy's house, and he said, I asked him, what do you want to drink?
Bud Light.
And I bought him the whole case.
Remember? And you still have a seat over there. You still have a seat over there. You think he didn't bring
that came out nowhere.
I'm sorry, Nation. Let me hit a pause.
Before we started.
And with the magic of the pause button, we back. My man Rob Lowe is the new colonel. Sending chicken to space. Now, I know there's a publicity stunt. I know this is some cool stuff that KFC came up. I don't even think they're serious. Just to be straight with you. But, you trying to get niggas in space? What are you doing, Rob? I mean, granted, every new colonel has done some crazy stuff. But... I don't know if this news or is just kind of a publicity stunt. That's what I believe it is. So, that's it. That's our new colonel. Next story. Look, let me put this out here. I have been paying attention to this way too intensely, and now it's starting to become a segment of the show at this point. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie marriage. The newest thing that came back, that my man Brad Pitt quit drinking. Since he divorced her. Wonder why he quit drinking, Angelina? He ain't got to worry about 7 kids from 3 different countries. Look, my man Brad Pitt is a dude who was with that no good judge. He was with that no good judge. He got railroaded. Got in there talking about some. My man is abusing the kids. My man was like disciplining his kids. But they said my man quit drinking because since the split. Well, no, why he quit drinking? Because he ain't got no stress on him. You know how hard it is to say shut the fuck up in 3 different languages? So, yeah. All these motherfuckers left his house. He could be Brad Pitt again. I wouldn't have to drink either. That's just my take on it. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast, you have known I've been following this because, quite honestly, Brad Pitt is getting the raw end of the deal against a no-good fucking judge. I know what it is. Some girl getting court. I don't care what you do. You got any woman. Any woman can just jump in court, so I say that support shit, and all of a sudden you a villain.
Friend of the court is not a friend of the court for guys.
There it is. All my man did is what every dad will inevitably have to do. He got kids. One of his kids have been grown up. He's you the kid of Brad Pitt all your life. He started getting too familiar. And Brad Pitt, as a dad, was like, hey, man, look at here. And he hemmed him up. Not like hard, but he hemmed him up in a way to say, like, look, nah, you the father, I'm the child. Keep this going. Scared the mama. But when it scared the mama, now you got to get a divorce. Of course he quit drinking. Y'all all left his house. Y'all got full. Angelina Jolie wanted full custody. This is what full custody gets you.
He ain't got no reason to drink.
He ain't got to say. He ain't got to do that click language. Because y'all got one of them kids from Africa. He ain't got to do that. He ain't got to do that shit.
That's funny.
So, yeah, is it? He ain't got to do that shit. So, yeah, my man was like, you know what? I'm going to just live my life. Good on you, Brad Pitt. Now, look. Next. next news article is the Met Gala. It happens every year. People get dressed up to the nines. Apparently, I have been in radio for, I don't call it radio, I have been broadcasting for some time. I only assume mine and my wife's invitation got lost in the mail. I only assume. Now, the Met Gala is a thing, man. It happens every year. Everybody get dressed up. They show up, do some artsy shit. And I have been very critical about the Met Gala every year because it's just some weird shit. I don't get fashion, right? But everybody get dressed up, like, in some weird shit. Some people look good, like Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen. They look great. What's my man name? Michael B. Jordan. They had the suit on. And then there's some people who take that artistic gallery and go crazy. Like, I'm not... I like Rihanna. I think Rihanna's cool. I just don't get what she was wearing. She had the bubbles and the shit. And,
Rihanna can wear whatever she wants.
Rihanna can wear... But here go the thing. I'm glad you mentioned Beyonce. I mean, it was packed. All the celebrities was there. Selma Hayek. Tandy Newton had some weird shit. I mean, like, all of them had the thing. And you brought up Beyonce. She was there. But we got to bring up her sister. Now, I know. Beehive, calm down. I got your tweets. But I'm not going to act like Solange, her sister, didn't show up with a goddamn triple fat gusso. I'm not going to act like...
That's the new Matrix.
That she showed up with the Gore-Tex boy from Seinfeld that my man George Costanza was rocking.
She just found out she was supposed to be there.
Like,
she's still very pretty to me.
She's pretty.
But I think she just found out she's supposed to be there.
And I'm very critical of her because this is the scene of the crime. Remember last year? She went there and wanted to swing on Jay-Z and all that.
In an elevator.
And suspiciously. Now, I'm just a guy. And I get the news like y'all get the news. But suspiciously, my man Jay-Z went there. Because Beyonce was there. She was there rocking a triple fat goose. We're looking at the pictures now. You can scroll through the tablet. All the people were there dressed up. Some people was dressed up with that, you know, artsy shit. Some people was dressed up normal.
This one I'm looking right here, I swear, she's a vampire.
Yeah. I mean, like, everybody... Who are they? It is the Metropolitan Art Gallery. So everybody tried to jump into the art thing. Like, Will Smith's son was there.
So they always just weird,
though. And, yeah, but, you know, she had the triple fat goose.
This is how I know you got money, though.
Selma Hayek. I got no problem with Selma Hayek was wearing.
Yeah, Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, Wiz Khalifa. Everybody had their thing, you know? But, more importantly.
Okay.
we're gonna talk about Diddy?
Diddy, dude.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
This nigga came as Blackula.
I don't know what that was.
He came as Dracula, nigga. I swear to God. He came as Dracula.
Like, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not well-versed in the fashion world, but I have been to the scene of the crime. Because Solange went back after the... There was no Jay-Z. Because Jay-Z probably like, I wish a nigga would. Okay. Last year was some bullshit. This year, I will go in your shit. Because she did all them kicks. Remember, she did the kicks. Yeah. She swung at home.
She was trying to get him in that damn elevator. About
we don't know why. I don't know why. But he had that vibe. Like, no, I'll stay home with the kids tonight.
And God bless you.
Because if he went in the elevator again for round two.
It's a lot of vampires at this gala.
Yeah, everybody wanted to dress up like some weird artsy shit.
Even Iron Man girlfriend. Even she looks decent.
Yeah.
She looks decent. Old
Gwyneth Paltrow. I mean, like, everybody was dressed up. You know, okay. It is what it is. The Met Gala.
She thought she was getting married.
Now, Solange didn't want round two.
Okay, Mary J is sexy.
Let me tell you something about Mary J.
This is a sexy outfit.
Mary J is recently single. Mary J has to be sexy.
No. Well, I think sexy is just what she do.
No, she's recently single. She got to get out there.
Yeah. Steve was talking about it the other day. But this she like 70, but she's still like 60.
Look, Mary J is cool, but
sexy as hell to me.
Here's the deal with Mary J. Here's my vibe with Mary J.
And Janelle Monae, this honestly kind of fits her because she...
Yeah, she always jumped into like, that art world.
Here's another vampire. God.
All right, let me break down Mary J. Mary J look cool in that. I don't know if you saw the thing about Carmelo Anthony, soon to be ex-wife.
Lupita's always sexy to me. Lala Anthony, she's sexy too.
Look, his deal with Lala. Ain't he breaking up? Well, Carmelo's doing everything in his power to hold on.
He better go.
Because
Lala is sexy as hell.
2 weeks ago, he was talking that shit. Should have heard us on his podcast.
Lala is sexy.
Like, Carmelo was talking that shit. He was like, she married, but I'm not. I can do whatever I want.
Okay, well, that's what niggas
say. And then that happened. And then my man, you see the picture I'm looking at?
You see the picture I'm looking at? She ain't wearing. Well, she wearing the thong.
Is she?
Well, I can.
I
can see the stripes, but I can.
Is she?
But the way the dress is made,
we don't know.
Any nigga,
she can be butt ass.
Any nigga can look past that and say, yep.
Yep. Yeah, I know. I did.
Any nigga, hey.
I'm digging. Was it Mindy Kaling? Mindy Show? Yeah. She look cool.
That's a nice dress.
But let's go back to Lala.
Yeah, Lala, that is a sexy dress.
You want to talk that shit?
She's sexy.
You want to talk that I'm not married, yeah, but she is?
It's like, nigga, you forgot the way I really look.
See.
Believe me.
I don't know if you know this.
Carmelo is the only nigga that forgot how Lala really looked.
I remember Lala from MTV.
She was always sexy.
Remember, it was the...
If you look at this too quick, your imagination will fly.
No, I don't need no imagination. I can look at the picture.
That's what I'm saying. It was like, because with all these lines and stripes,
yep,
they all look the same.
Now, here go the shit, though.
But you know where the panty line is.
Here go the shit. If you want to play that game...
What's that?
Lala said a lot in that picture without saying shit.
Yeah.
Look at her hair.
Yeah. Oh.
She got rings on every finger.
Ring on every finger.
Except... You want to play that game, motherfucker? Do you want to play that game, Bello? It's bad enough feel for to kick your ass on the Knicks. You want to play that game? You know what's fucked up? Lala, look. We was talking about the NBA a little bit earlier.
We was.
Carmelo Anthony probably won't see a ring. But the only ring this motherfucker got, Lala finna take that bitch back. I said it. Straightened up. Like I said, Michael B. Jordan.
Michael Jordan is good.
Yeah. Everybody look good, but sometimes people want to jump into that world that you know what I mean? That, look, I'm not an artsy guy. I don't get it.
Yeah.
The Olsen twins, yeah, they did their shit.
They look like vampires.
But here we go. Next story. There's not the Met Gala. You know I don't like talking about Trump on this podcast.
Wait a minute. Now, let me sober up.
All right. You know I don't like talking about Trump. So I don't go the other way.
Only because. You don't like talking about Trump with me.
Because it's a 3-hour thing. The second I say the word.
We do have another engagement.
Yeah, we got to get out. We got to get the fuck out of here in a few. We got to keep this to an hour. So I'm not going to talk about Trump. I'm talking about the other man. I'm talking about Barack Obama.
Oh, did you watch the speech he did over there in Chicago?
Oh, I watched the speech, but something else.
What's been going on since I left off?
Yeah. I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you, because Barack Obama had that speech, but something else came out that I don't know if he wanted coming out.
Talk about the prior engagement, when he proposed to a girl?
Oh, no. No, the same girl, because she wrote some more in that book. See, I look between the lines.
Come on, wait
a minute. And I read that book. I've been reading a lot. I read the Oates book. I read a lot. I read the last book Jones Rivers wrote. I was reading. So I picked up her book. You know, Amazon. What's up, y'all? Y'all sponsor. I get that Kindle. See, Barack Obama was AKA in the 80s, early 90s. He wasn't Barack. He wasn't Barry. He was a sex machine to this girl.
I mean,
Barack Obama was putting in that work.
Putting it down the right way.
I'm finna quote some shit because I wrote it down because I need to quote this.
Cool.
Hey, before he was the 44th president of the United States and Michelle's husband, we don't put a pin in Michelle's husband. Barack Obama was a regular, in bold letters, regular sex machine. So good that the gal pal wrote poems about their lovemaking. If you didn't like them already, If he wasn't your cup of tea,
right now,
you either gonna love him or hate him. It's right. No in between.
How you read this? You should put on Love TKO, the instrumental only.
She wrote poems about his my man Fuck Style was buck wild. Here's an excerpt from one of the poems. I made sure I didn't want to fuck this up at all.
Come on.
B, that's for you. F is for all the fucking we do. End quote. That goes Jennifer Cook, the Australian-born woman who hopped in the sack with a then 22-year-old Barack Obama on their very first date in Manhattan. So he hit it the first night. He wasn't about no games.
No, not even that. I mean,
first night.
The country has heard. The world has heard.
No games.
Barack Obama speak. I mean, that nigga can read Dr. Seuss books, and I guarantee he will have everyone's attention.
I'm glad you said that, because I'm going to read another excerpt.
Let's do it.
And I quote, "We went and talked in his bedroom, and then I spit the night."
Of course he did.
"It all felt inevitable."
That guy is very charismatic. End quote. He's very charismatic.
Cook wrote in the diary, which was revealed in the biography, "Rising Star, The Making of Barack Obama." That's the name of the book. Rising Star, Making of... You get on Amazon. Shit. I got it. And I quote, I want to get this right. "All this fucking was so much more than lust." End quote. So my man Barack was putting it down. He was putting it down. I ain't never been wrote about. She put a book out there. Hey, look. And I'll get to that. She talked about Michelle a little bit too. Is that the book quotes passages from her diary, according to the Daily Mail. And I quote again, "Making love with Barack was so warm, so flooring, soft but deep, relaxed and loving, and I just kept opening up for more." End quote. I'm clapping for my man Barack, man.
Barack Obama will go down probably the first coolest president we've ever had. Bill got to take a nice step.
He got one vote. Shit. He got one vote.
No, I
know she voted for
him. Hey, man. I don't care what blacks say, what whites say, browns and reds. Man, Barack Obama is by far the coolest. Listen. I've always loved Barack Obama. I like the way he speaks. But
she likes something else.
You know how most presidents wear either black or navy blue, right?
Yeah.
Did you see that cream colored suit he had on?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, nobody else does that.
Let me tell you something.
His brother was sharp.
Guinevere Cook.
Oh, she saw something else.
She said, the article says, the first night they spent together, they came after having a dinner in his apartment on West 14th Street, according to Cook. Quote. Every time I say quote, man, she's reliving it, man. She's reliving it. She says, "The thing that connected us, that we both came from nowhere, but we really didn't belong." She recalled, still quote, "Sexuality, he really wasn't very imaginative, but he was very comfortable in what he did.
It's confidence. That's
he amazing. Was no kind, I want to say this right, you confidence. Can say, Paul, he, and I'm quoting, he was no kind of shrinking in the can't handle it department. This was invasive. Or maybe I was just timid. He was quite earthy." End quote. She told.
Was that earthy or girthy?
Earthy.
Okay.
But I don't know. Like, if you read it all together, he told that ass up. that's it. Keeps every sentence. He told it up. The book also talks about the live-in lover whose hand in marriage. He asks for her hand in marriage twice.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah.
And then, in which he cheated on Michelle in the relationship. He tore it up so much. He said, "Look, I'm gonna fuck with Michelle. You on that bullshit." But he did go back. I mean, like, he tore it up so much. He did go back. And then Michelle, they had to have that chat, and the rest is history.
I mean, Michelle ain't no bad one either, man.
No.
I remember, I don't know what I was watching, man, but we got a nice little sad shot of Michelle in some pants. And
yeah, there you go.
Congratulations, bro.
Hey, he already told up. He was like, you sure you don't want this? Well, I'm going to go be the president. See you later.
Michelle ain't ugly, and she got a bad body. I think she lost a little weight.
Hold on, but she quoted on that, too. She said, I always felt bad that I was the other woman to Michelle during that time. But it was his mid-20s, and I felt as though he would go further if he married a black woman and became the president, which ultimately happened, end quote.
That's either rather very mature.
Let me explain my comment to you.
Sad woman.
Because the thing is...
Sad woman.
Not the sad woman. I'm talking about what I just said. Very mature after the comment you just made.
Yeah. I'm just reading.
I think a person can aspire to be whatever they wanted to be, regardless of race, creed, or color.
Yeah.
But for her to say that... That's a white woman, right?
Yeah.
For her to say that... I mean, I think that's honestly very mature.
How she said it, she was just like, look...
I think Barack just himself. But even when you step back and think about it, for Barack to have become president, a black man having a white wife,
I think
that would have done great for the country.
I think that,
but I don't know this woman. I do know. I have
hold on. Michelle in it. I think it would have hurt him. I kind of agree with him.
I don't think so.
First of all, the
first black president and your first lady is married to the first black president. I don't think that would have hurt him.
I think it would have did nothing. It would have did nothing at all. Or maybe it would have been like a couple side eyes. I mean, like, it wouldn't have did nothing crazy. I think he still would have got in there.
The worst thing that would have happened would have been that people, that the conspiracy around the world would have been that this is a show.
Yeah.
The first black president married to a white woman.
Yeah.
And then people would have put out.
Like I said, he still would have got
genuine,
it.
I think Brock. Me, this is Brock.
It still would have got
the first. It was, the nigga is a Harvard grad. All
right.
And he is articulate.
Yeah.
I told somebody, I said, man, why, y'all, white people are so lucky. The first nigga y'all getting.
Oh, I know one person that was real lucky.
Oh, yeah.
Guinevere Cook.
Barry put it down.
Because she, keep in mind, this is Barack Obama in his mid-20s. So this is 2 decades away, earliest. She's still thinking about that time. She'd married with somebody else. He ain't put it down like Barack, but no, I love you. You got good benefits.
Barack Obama is like over 50 now, right?
Yeah, so we talking like 30 years.
Yeah, we weren't even in high school. No,
I wasn't around. I wasn't even here. Yeah. So he put it down so hard to the point where
she's thinking about it.
This is 2017. She married. She didn't went off. She like a professor. She didn't got her life together. But goddamn it, you can't. It ain't get away. It
was Barry Obama.
Oh, you got him.
That nigga right there.
Oh, he didn't get away. You got him. You wasn't ready.
You wasn't ready for this. Not every night. You wasn't ready for this.
Like, if I'm Barack Obama, I know sometimes when some people say stuff about you, if you're written, you get the, okay, hey, this would really happen. Or, yeah. you know, you could fight it. I think Barack was all, oh, yeah, print that shit. Oh yeah. Shit. She still hurt.
That is probably one of those laid back,
you know, I bet she is thinking about this shit.
And I cannot wait for
I would have wrote a book about it. Shit, she beat me to it.
I can't wait for Brock's future interviews, man.
I want that book. Cause if this is the book they wrote about him, I can't imagine what he gonna write
about himself.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, Michelle came, I was putting it down. Excerpt quote. The same quotes I just read.
I'm with a whole lot of other radio personalities who wants to know what was Barack really, what he really want to say to Congress, to the House.
I'm one of those people.
Are you
too
serious? If I could,
I'm on the list, but I'm so far down the list. I'm
if probably Barack could just write it and then I translate. Oh my!
Oh, I'm so far.
Oh man,
I'm on the list.
I don't even need liquor for that.
As far as interviews go with Barack Obama, I am on the list, but I am so far down the list that if you actually had them back to back to back to back, I'm like 2-3 years out.
Doesn't matter. He's still in your 30s,
but God damn it, how you put it down with her? I just hey, if you just want to talk to me about this, okay. I'm okay with it. Hey, shoot a shoot. Hey, she's still talking about it, ain't she? All right then.
Yeah. Shit. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Next in the news, look, don't fuck with Tom Hardy, Bane from the movie Batman.
Yeah,
this motherfucker found out the hard way. I already liked Bane. I already liked Tom Hardy in his movies. Check this shit out. Somebody tried to steal. All right, here it is. I'm just gonna read it straight up. My man Tom Hardy was walking down South London neighborhood in Richmond. That's where he grew up. And he saw two young men stealing a moped that belonged to somebody he knew. He saw the shit, fled. An eyewitness told the Sun it was crazy. My man switched into superhero mode. He raced after the boys. It was like an action movie. Two boys on the moped. He jumped over the barricade, passed the red light where they didn't start, smashed the car, and Tom Hardy grabbed the crook. End quote. This motherfucker
thought he was Bane for real.
Shit, he caught him, didn't he? He caught him. He reportedly grabbed my man by the scruff of his neck, patted him down for any other weapons. And after the police got there, you can hear, it was audible, you can hear Tom Hardy boasting, "I caught the cunt. This little shit tried to stole something from him. Now he's got himself a broken leg." End quote.
Bane broke his leg? Well, okay then. Never mind.
Well, some of these motherfuckers ain't pretending. Yeah, 15. We got time. But here go the shit. You know, we've been playing around with all the news of the day. We've been playing around with this.
Are you about to come to what I think you're about to come to?
Oh, yeah. Let's come down to the point of the Sit Your Ass Down segment of this podcast. Well,
sit your ass down. You sit your ass down.
There you go.
Sit your ass down.
Do we need some more liquor?
No.
We found where we are.
I want your real...
Sit your ass down.
I want your real take on this. I don't want you to blame this on alcohol. I want you, whatever, we done drunk a little bit, but.
Okay, come on.
No, I'll prep you before we get to some stuff. I'll
come over. Yeah. All
right. The first part, this kind of, it's kind of bullshit, but this was sent to me by a listener, and it has, you know, the Detroit suit, right?
Okay.
A wild coyote walked into the Detroit Zoo. The coyote was on the loose in the Detroit Zoo. Same zoo we know about. The officials felt as though they had no knowledge of how to deal with this animal and just hopes it will leave on its own. This was said to be yesterday. I
was about to talk about Trump. So
hold on, no, we'll get there.
The thing of it is,
the Detroit Zoo don't know how to handle
a coyote. I see where you're getting at. I saw where you were getting at this the first time.
See, the
zoo who don't know how to deal with an animal. Am I right?
And my man is there, and they said, so apparently, this was sent to me on Thursday, meaning the coyote may still be there. They said, and I quote, you can read this right here.
Just running around fucking whoever you want to fuck.
We hope it would leave on its own. End quote.
The zoo
said this. The zoo spokesman.
I indeed understand the point.
Sit your ass down.
How the zoo don't know how to deal with a coyote?
How the zoo don't know? You can take this, because I think you already know what I'm about to say. Every last one of y'all should be fired.
Can I tell you this though?
Yeah.
Nah.
We don't know how to.
I'm going to say what I think, but I'm not going to be able to explain.
Okay.
Because we don't have
that. Okay. Show. Okay.
I think this all has to do with racism and prejudice.
Okay, great. Next story of the Sit Your Ass Down. I know you...
I can come back to that.
You are not... No, I just don't want to revisit it. Because you don't bullshit. You know it's bullshit.
Oh, it is. All right.
It is. All right. Now,
you don't know how to handle it.
Look, I've said it earlier in this podcast. I am a double diamond LeBron James hater.
I don't like him.
But his coach, Tyronn Lue, came out this Monday. I want to smack the shit out of him from saying this. And not because I'm a LeBron James hater, because I have watched sports in the last year. Tyronn Lue, in an interview, not joking, fully serious, said, coaching the Cleveland Cavaliers has to be the hardest job in sports. Sit your... First of all, you ain't coaching, motherfucker. You're not coaching. LeBron James told you what to do, and you just said okay. You want to talk about coaching is the hardest? Look, let's just keep it in basketball. Have a chat with the Brooklyn Nets. Fuck it. I love Detroit, but have a talk with the Detroit Pistons.
Did he say coaching the Cleveland Cavaliers is the hardest thing to do in basketball?
Sports. Sports.
Okay, I still disagree.
Sports.
I still have to disagree.
Have a chat with Stan. Stan Van Gundy of the Detroit Pistons.
If you look sports, then I mean in all sports.
Sports.
I have to disagree. 100% disagree.
Sports.
Coaching the Cleveland Cavaliers with LeBron.
Look, first of all, I'm a LeBron James hater, but I'll be mad if say. When he's in the paint, this motherfucker's a Mack truck. He is the truth in the paint. It's not what he does. It's the bitch shit he does off the court.
It's like the equivalence of Phil saying that about, not Phil, but about, I
feel yeah, Phil. Phil.
No. Let's take Phil. I was going
Phil got words. Kobe, Phil got
let's,
Mike.
Let's look at Phil. Yeah, he did it. Yeah, but let's look at Phil and Shaq.
It's so hard.
It's like for him to say that.
It's so hard.
You don't. All you gotta do is just sit back. If you notice Phil, to me Phil was the coolest coach. He sat there.
He didn't have to worry about shit.
Yeah, Shaq in the paint. LeBron house. I mean, Kobe. Kobe on the outside, and he had Derek shooting threes.
Yes,
when we need them every time.
It's so hard.
Every time the Lakers needed a three-pointer, Derek had it.
Ty Lue.
Every single time.
But Ty Lue.
And Travis Knight came in there just for clock time.
Just to say hi.
30 points
just to say hi.
Hey.
Ty Lue, not only has LeBron James, you got Kyrie Irving, you got everybody you just spent money for.
And Kyrie, yeah. You wouldn't belittle Kyrie Irving with that.
I'm not belittling. I'm not taking him down. But it's the hardest job in sports. No. Sit your ass
now,
down.
Now, in all honesty, he could be coming from this perspective. That coaching Cleveland. Don't look at me like that. Just listen.
I want to hear this just shit. Listen. I want to hear this shit.
With the ego that LeBron has. Just think about it. The ego and arrogance of LeBron against the coach. LeBron thinks he is, well, he is.
That's kind of my point. You know, no, I didn't even have to say shit.
Hold on. If you have a player with that type of attitude, and I'm trying to coach you, it could be hard.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
It could be.
And this is coming from a LeBron James hater.
It could be.
This is coming from LeBron James hater. Let's say he's arrogant. Let's say he's egotistical, which to some degree I think is overhyped. I'm a LeBron James hater, but I can say they are going a little bit too hard on his
arrogance. I can agree it's overhyped, but I don't say it.
Okay. I'm not saying it's not there. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not there. Okay. I'm saying it's overhyped.
Okay.
But let's say he's arrogant. Let's say all of this shit that you just said. You winning games? Shut the fuck up. Ty Lue.
That's not what he's saying. He's saying coaching. It's like. It's like take someone who thinks they the shit. Not only thinks they the shit, has proven they are the shit. But I am over you.
Okay.
How hard would it be for me to tell you what to do?
Maybe.
It's very hard.
I'll put an asterisk by that. But I will say this when it comes down to Ty Lue. Nigga, this nigga's better than you. I don't care what. Look, this come from a LeBron James hater. But he's clearly better than you. Mm-hmm. And for the last 2 years, anytime LeBron says something, you just said, that's a good move. Yeah, I should do that.
I'm just saying.
Tie your wagon to this motherfucker. When he retired, you retire. Because you don't want the real team.
That was only
you. I'm sorry. You want the Cavs without LeBron? That's the hardest.
We saw that already.
Shut the fuck up. Just sit your ass down. It's the hardest job in sports. Meanwhile, there's a goddamn bullfighter out there. Oh, really?
<There's a bullfighter. laughs>
Meanwhile, who puts his life on the line literally
every night? This motherfucker fighting bulls with a sword and a cheap plastic carpet. You're as hard as John Schwartz. Motherfucking Serena Williams whipped ass pregnant.
Showing.
As hard as John Schwartz. Speaking of sports, let's talk about people who actually have a harder job. My man, Adam Jones. Not Pac-Man Jones, but Adam Jones. You know, it wasn't cool what went down at the Red Sox game. They start throwing peanuts at him, start calling him niggas, start just all them racial.
The next game got a standing ovation. That brother.
But here go the thing. Hardest job in sports. But whatever.
I know exactly.
I'm just segueing into the next sit your ass down. However, sit your ass down, go to my man Kurt Schilling. Because Kurt Schilling, after the standing ovation, Kurt Schilling got on ESPN and said he believes Adam Jones was lying about the whole thing. Look, it's either sit your ass down or the most racist person of the week. Because I saw the game, I saw the highlights, they were doing that. The announcers are like, oh my God, we apologize, yada yada, split. Kurt Schilling a week later, this shit didn't happen. Kurt Schilling, let's sit your ass down. Like, it's laughable because it was like, They got on the phone with Jesse. They got all these people.
The reason I think it's laughable is because this racism.
Oh my God!
Blatant racism like that in 2017 is almost fun.
My man Kurt.
Gotta think about it.
Kurt claimed the fame was having the bloody sock. He played so hard, blood was gushing down to his sock. That shit didn't happen. I was at the game. Shit your ass. That's all we got for the. All right. We talked about a little bit about medical stuff before we got on this. We talked about Trump a little bit. It is what it is. The healthcare plan, hopefully, shut it down.
But no, they passed it. You mean like shut it down?
No. That was the House of Representatives. The Senate can shut it down.
How often does that really happen?
Pretty often, actually.
Okay.
I'm just a bill, but at least we ain't in the Philippines. Because Philippines clinics. I wish I was bullshit about this. There's some clinics in the Philippines who need the cash. They ain't exactly doing as good as they wanted to. And they are marketing the kids. They have a spokesperson of Wolverine. You know, the X-Men, Marvel Comics.
What, Hugh?
Yep. Hugh. Yeah, they use Hugh. They use the cartoon version. They use whatever photo of Wolverine they can get to market circumcisions for children.
Stop it.
You're not going to look?
I don't want to read it.
Because for the low, low cost of 1,400 pesos, you can get circumcised. And Wolverine says, I do it for you, bub.
You know how much a $1 is worth in pesos?
I've listed.
Okay. That's like 46 something.
So 46. So roughly 40.
That was about 3 years ago when I did.
Okay,
that's how much.
Okay, using that math, for about a little less than $50, Wolverine cut off a little slice of your dick. Children, hey, I don't know if you know this, but circumcisions are all the rage in the Philippines. You can be like Wolverine. Wolverine got his dick cut. And they have Wolverine with the claws out for the kids. It is the most.
I guess it just makes the pain.
It is the most disturbing goddamn. Because I like Marvel Comics, but I see this Wolverine is fake. Wolverine ain't finna cut my dick. If the actual doctor came, this hospital ain't exactly doing so good. So they figured they get enough people to do it, say the hospital.
That's a horrible man.
Alright, look, before we get to the battle right here, you down with PRP jeans? We was talking about the Met Gala and how everybody was getting that RC. You get PRP jeans, you know, for the low, low price.
I mean,
they need to sit their ass down.
Okay, I see. Okay.
Sit.
This is still sit your ass
down. Oh, yeah. We just going through stories and sit.
Okay.
All the people.
I'm not wearing that.
The entire company.
I'm not doing
because
that.
Because it's not a lot of times.
I understand that.
We put companies as a whole, and it's because it went through so many people to okay this. See, PRP jeans out there at North Shore, you can buy a pair of premium designer PRP jeans for $425, and they have a new line, and I bullshit you not. Pre-soiled jeans. It's everything you just thought it was. It's everything. So, like, you know that look, that rugged, that look, the remember when
already worn
with Wranglers. Remember Wranglers when you saw, what was it, Brett Favre? Yeah. See, they took a step further. See, they put dirt on the jeans. What we only assume is dirt.
Shut up.
You got a phone like I got a phone.
I don't want to look that up.
Pre-soiled jeans.
No.
So for the low, low price of $425, you want to look like you just shat your shelf, you can go ahead and buy some of the PRPs, baby. So, like, the dirt is around the crotch and the ass part of the jeans and the back of the leg. So it looked like you was either working or you just took a shit on yourself. Either way, you can find out.
That's rich folks, though.
Oh, you can.
Rich people don't care about how they look.
$425. You can find out. Is this real or fake shit?
I mean, I got $425. I'm not gonna spend that on some pants.
But yeah, buying the pants. I think you buying the shit.
Well, you tell me about
it. I'm not buying. Look, I go to Walmart and I can shit on my own pants. I can tell you how real it is. I'm not doing that. But.
Yeah.
I had Taco Bell today. Showed it.
Stop it.
Speaking of a lot of money just being wasted, let's just get to the heart of the matter. LeVar Ball. With the big baller brand jeans.
Shoes.
Big baller brand shoes. Okay. First of all, LeVar Ball needs to sit his ass down. Not only because of these horseshit shoes. Not only did you get Stephon Marbury, you got him in the planning of the shoes. Stephon Marbury is looking like, nigga, this is not what I said. Because I don't know if you remember.
I didn't agree to this one. Yeah.
Remember Stephon Marbury? Now, I may be showing my age here, but they used to be in store at the mall. Every mall, to some degree. Stephen Berry's. And you could buy a pair of Marbury Starberry shoes, depending on style, let's say 20 to about 40. You didn't cross $50. They was very affordable. There was like the Shaqs. You shouldn't have to break the bank to look good. All of that shit. Now, if you want to get the limited edition premium stuff, you know, you can get those. Not the big baller brand. Because Marbury was like, I used to kick out shoes for about $20-$25. This motherfucker, a pair of shoes, $495. Now, along with those shoes, I want to make this play. The number one sponsor of the shoes is LeVar Ball's son, Lonzo Ball, who has yet to play 1 second of NBA basketball. I want to make this plain. He has not stepped on an NBA court. It's arguable to say if he even goes to the league. Because he's still in the draft. If nobody draft your ass, guess who's going back to school in September? Big baller brand. Now, the shoes itself. Jesus Christ. They kind of, sort of, maybe, if I was drunk, they kind of look like the first Kobe's. But what I look at them as, remember just regular, not Air Force Ones, but the Air Maxes? Remember the regular-ass Air Maxes? So if I took a pair of those and wrapped these bitches up in electrical tape.
Stop it.
And took out the bubble.
Stop it.
Right. You got the big ball of bread.
Stop it.
You got the big ball of bread. And not to mention, and this is me, this is personal. LeVar Ball wants to sell you shoes with, what is it, $500. You might as well say $500. You ever see LeVar Ball smile? You see all those rusty chiclets in his mouth?
Dude, I can't do this with you.
You ever see him smile?
I'm not going there with you, man.
I'm sorry.
I can't do it with you.
If you want me... You need a white smile, man.
I do not.
Why? All right, the shoes are just as black as your goddamn smile.
Stop it.
What, would you like me to pull up a picture?
No, you're going to do it anyway.
Yes, I am.
Don't want you to do it.
LeVar Ball, smile. Nick, motherfucker, you need so much dental work. Like, just
stop it.
Just,
why are you doing this?
Because, look, every spokesperson I've ever seen has this, like, I kind of can see where you're coming from. Now, this is a tablet. This is Google. I have not. Now, you saw me type this up in this tablet.
Yeah.
I would like to just forward this over there. Knee-jerk response. That's your spokesperson. That's your guy. Where's the money going? Where's the money going, dog? Look, I'm a guy who I don't know if you know this or not, Nation. I am a bit of a drinker. Just a little bit.
A little bit
of a drinker. I smoke the occasional cigar. But no way in fuck I would try. I would try to sell you anything.
Oh,
look, we do cool shit with Amazon. We do cool shit with Walmart. But if my tooth game wasn't on point,
I can't do it with you, man.
I will stay on radio.
I can't do it with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was your knee-jerk response?
We have more stuff to do this evening.
Is it? We're about to get out of here. I just want to know your response on the big...
I'm not looking.
And this is the man. This man.
I don't want to look.
This man. First out of anything mouth. Out of his mouth. Ironic, I know. The first thing out of his mouth was, if you can't buy a $500 pair of shoes, I guess you ain't a big baller. All right. Well, I guess I'm not. I guess I'm not, because...
No. So think of this. Can you and I afford to buy a $500... Now, the answer to that is
yes. Yes, I can.
The answer to that is yes. The answer is, really? That is no.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, if they brought up, twice a year checkup? Oh, or the big ball of brand shoes. They cost about the same?
I'm done.
They cost about... I'm not buying the shoes, man. I'm not buying the shoes. Look.
Oh, God.
Here's what I mean. Look, maybe I'm being mean. Just Google a picture of I put in the keywords of Google. LeVar Ball smile. That's all you have to do. And you see if you want to buy these shoes. That's pretty much it for us right now. We're about to jump out of here. Thank you guys for listening. All things related to the podcast can be found at samshownation.com. Thank my buddy BK for jumping in, helping us out with this podcast. And we'll see you guys next week. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on Twitter at samshow11 on Twitter. And Just Talking with Sam on Facebook and Twitter. Just Talking with Sam. No G in talking. Just Talking with Sam, all one word. On Facebook and Instagram. I will see you guys next week. Peace out.